7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. This Sunday marks 18 years since Hurricane Ike made landfall in Galveston. The Category 2 hurricane damaged over 24,000 structures around Galveston County and killed 100 people. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn talks about the storm's impact today.
Almost two decades after Hurricane Ike hit Galveston, development has changed the makeup of the island. But there are still traces of the storm left behind. Will Wright is with the Galveston Historical Foundation.
You know, when you live here, you talk about, you know, where the water got up into your house or how high it got. You also see, you know, driving around, you see some of the trees, you know, like the tree and the landscape of the topography of the island changed quite a bit.
Wright says waterline markers pasted to buildings or plaques bolted to homes that survived the storm serve as a reminder of the storm's impact. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Fort Bend County's two Democratic commissioners returned to the courthouse Thursday to vote on the 2027 budget and property tax rate after weeks of uncertainty over whether all four commissioners needed for the quorum would be present. The budget passed along partisan lines, 3-2, with Democratic commissioners Grady Prestige and Dexter McCoy voting against the measure. McCoy addressed their position before court.
What I want residents to know is that the politics of D.C. have no business in Fort Bend County. The politics of corruption and lies have no place in Fort Bend County.
The final tax rate was lower than the rate originally proposed and passed, with McCoy abstaining after a heated exchange with County Judge Daniel Wong, who is running against McCoy in November. The approved budget includes a lower cost of living adjustment for county employees, cuts three associate judge positions, and shifts funding from the county's attorney's office to a newly created civil legal department. And there's plenty of college football to turn to this weekend, including a big game between number 4 University of